This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is in Athens today meeting with the Prime Minister and Finance Ministers to see what progress Greece has made in reforming its economy. A year ago, as we told you when we did the broadcast from Athens last summer, international creditors were demanding changes. Higher taxes, less public spending in exchange for a bailout, Greece's third bailout in point of fact. There was even talk at the time, although it seems like long ago now, of Greece being forced out of the Eurozone. While we were there, we talked to a whole bunch of people doing their best to get by as Greece seemed to be falling apart. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went back not too long ago to find out how some of those folks are doing now.
A street musician plays a rather mournful tune in Syntagma Square. It suits the prevailing mood. His tin is empty. And across the road, in a flower shop underneath the Parliament building, florist Spiros Kontogiannis voices a familiar lament. Business is bad.
I'm on the edge. I think I don't make money. I just survive. But I know next year I will lose.
So what will you do then?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I don't know.
His flower business has been crushed by ever-rising taxes and shrinking consumer purchasing power.
It's like somebody is strangling us. It's like we have no hope. You cannot live like that. It's a matter of time that many small businesses will close.
Greece, he says, is trapped in a downward spiral, locked inside a currency it cannot control, dictated to by its more powerful partners in the European Union.
Would you like to pull out, then?
I think there is no other way right now. There is no other alternative for Greece.
I've come a few blocks away from the flower shop for a very different perspective.
I see my company grow, so I'm optimistic.
Thanis Katouvalis launched this software company in the teeth of the financial crisis.
I think this turbulence of the economy and the market is could be an opportunity for some people to take more risks.
The company sells software to help small, hard-pressed retailers cut their costs. It's raised $2.5 million in capital, employs 26 people, seems to be prospering, and is planning to launch in the U.S. next year. Katouvalis says the crisis, with its soaring youth unemployment, has been, frankly, a boon.
Because you have a lot of talent, a lot of young web developers, and the cost, the payroll cost, is almost half of what we would have to pay in New York, for example, for an engineer.
Greece clearly needs more young entrepreneurs like Katouvalis, many more. As the crisis grinds on, youth unemployment still runs at more than 50%. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.